This is KQEN Local Talk at 4. Each weekday, News Radio 1240 KQEN brings you local information at 4 o'clock. Now, your Q, presented by Premier Insurance Group. Here is Shannon Sebastian with your Q on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Oh, hello, everybody. It's Thursday. It's Monday, Thursday, but it's Thursday, and I'm excited because we are closed tomorrow in celebration and observance of Good Friday.
How's that? Would you, I've always done that since the start of the agency. You know, it's like I always thought it's like, you know, that is the most important holiday of the year is Easter, Good Friday, and I thought, you know, I just want to give everybody time just to go home, relax, think about the price that was paid for our spiritual freedom.
I think it's super cool we do that, and it sets us apart, and I'm proud of that. So I guess I'm saying I'm proud of you for making that executive decision way back when you did.
Well, I guess when you walk in the office and say, you know, hey, anybody want to have a Friday off? And it's like, yeah, okay, you know. But I think everybody in the office understands the spirit and you know, they observe that and take a few moments and remember what really happened on that day.
Yeah. So I talked to a few clients on the phone today, and I said, well, you have a wonderful weekend and a blessed Easter.
Yep.
I'm going to tell you, a lot of people were shocked I said that.
Yeah, you hear a pause, but then, you know, then they reciprocate.
Yeah, and that's exactly what it was. It was kind of like a pause, like, oh, A, they either didn't realize it's Easter weekend, or B, they're so not used to people talking about stuff like that and being so PC. And I'm like, I don't feel like wishing somebody happy Easter isn't PC, but whatever. Y'all got happy Easter. Everybody listening, happy Easter.
Amen.
You know, so the Lord's risen. Let's celebrate. It's time
Absolutely.
With family. It's all good.
And it's like, it gives us something to look forward to, especially with everything going on in our world.
Oh, yeah, and I think we're going to get that to later on in the show.
Well, I'm trying to be kind here. Unfortunately, I shouldn't have listened to the radio before I came in here because, folks, I am riled up.
He's riled up.
The stuff that's happened in Salem, I'm just absolutely shocked. I mean,
We're going to save it. Bottle it.
Let me chew my lip for a little bit. Bite my tongue. My wife says, well, I just talked to Angie. She said, take a breath. I'm trying to take a breath.
We got this, Angie. We're doing good.
All right. We're waiting for Carlos, my compatriot. Carlos is coming in today. And so be sure to stay in tune because we're going to let you know some of the shenanigans that are going on right now up in Salem that they're going to sneak through in the dead of night.
We're going to do that on the local business buzz.
But happy Easter.
Then, happy Easter. And even after that, happy Easter. So today we have the pleasure of having Doris Kobernick, who is the exalted ruler / public relations person.
Exalted brewer?
I know.
Way to get my mind off the world's problems. We're going to bring in the brewmaster.
I love that title so much. For the local Roseburg Elks Lodge, number 326. So she's here to tell us about, they've already had some exciting things happening, and they have some exciting things coming up.
Well,
so first.
Yeah, and before, I don't mean to interrupt you.
You're okay.
Well, actually, I probably kind of do, but it happens. You know, I just want to kind of, disclaimer, I'm not an Elks member, but I need to be.
Yes, you do.
You know, this is an organization that is really special in my heart because they not only walk the walk of being patriots, they talk the talk, they walk the walk. I mean, it's like all those flags that get hung up around all our holidays, it's the Elks. You know, the people that are out there supporting a lot of the activities. I know when we had the 4th of July parade downtown, it was the Elks. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it's kind of a fantastic organization that still holds country above all else. And so anyway, like, so I'm proud to be a supporter of theirs anyway. But that was my little kudos.
And truthfully, Doris, I don't know if you guys get enough kudos for the flag, but we had this topic before Alan even got here about my kids with their Easter baskets. Oh, Lord, they're in their 30s. But anyway, I'm hearing about it. So you never know how much something is super special to you. And Alan looks forward to those flags and gives the Elks credit every single time you do it because it's special to him. So, I mean, to all of us, but it really is something that he makes a mention of every single year. So just for Alan's sake, can we please keep that going forever?
Yes. For Alan and everybody else.
And everybody else. He just really, really, I don't know, brings out the pride in everybody.
Oh, but it is. And, I mean, to think of what the Elks members do, I mean, they're getting up at the crack of dawn.
Yeah.
And this isn't just 4th of July and then Memorial Day, you know, which we consider our big ones. It's Flag Day. It's, I mean, number of days. And so, you know, putting them up, taking them down across the bridge. I don't know who does that, but that's way too far down for me to do. So, anyway, thank you for that.
Well, actually, the ones that are done on the bridge
is
done by an Elk member through the Optimist Club.
Too cool. Well, I couldn't keep do it that going. One. So,
we need to keep that guy going.
Absolutely.
So this all happens with volunteers and members. And so I know, Doris, that you guys had recently an installation of your new officers. So can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, we did have our installation of officers for the 23-24 fiscal year. I was elected as Exalted Ruler for the third time.
The trifecta.
Trifecta. Apparently, I didn't get it right the first two times. So, anyway, we are starting off a new year. We just got through wrapping up a very successful year last year. We had some of our big programs like the Hoop Shoot. We had a local young man, Cade Walker, who made it up to regional, missed out going to national by one free throw.
Oh.
Agony of defeat.
I believe he was in the 8 and 9 year old group. He was such an exciting little guy to watch. But we had a good turnout, but he made it locally, made it up through districts at state, went up to regional. And again, he missed out by one shot.
But how cool is that?
I bet he's out every day.
This was his first year competing, so that was very exciting for him.
Yeah, it's such a joy to be around. My boys did it. I was telling Doris earlier, and he's going to find focus. He's going to go far. First year, he'll go far.
Yeah, he's got several years to fine-tune in.
Yep.
But I just like to, you know, we'll be coming up on Hoop Shoot again in the fall. So all those parents and teachers and coaches and things like that, if they see a promising candidate, it's all about practice, practice, practice. So they've got months to practice so that maybe they would get that 24th shot instead of the 23rd shot.
Oh,
that's a lot, though. That's a lot. 23, 24 in a row. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. And speaking of patriotism, one of the things that the Elks do that we just wrapped up is our Americanism essay contest. That's where children grades 5 through 8 write a 300-word essay on a patriotic theme.
How neat is that?
And this year, the theme was, what is your American dream?
That would be fun to be a judge or be able to read some of those.
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking about. That'd be fun to read.
Either fun or really stressful. But I think around here, they'd be mostly fun.
Mm-hmm. They are quite insightful. I've been on the panel, and to know and understand where our young people are coming from, it kind of lifts the heart in many cases.
Good. So I was going to ask you, do you get more hope or fear?
I can say that I've experienced both. But again, I'm glad to see that we have parents and schools that are emphasizing the importance of patriotism and loving our country.
That's awesome. Well, I sure would want to be the judge in Salem. I wouldn't want to list those Salem kids. But
anyway, we had a number of our local students that have made it up through state. They'll be judged at state, and they will be going to the national competition for scoring there. And then if you want to know what next year's essay is all about, all you have to do is about midsummer, you can go on to elks.org, look up the Americanism Essay Contest, and get a head start on it all.
Absolutely. So I encourage everybody, remind your kids or grandkids, whatever, and go on their website, because their website is excellent. It's full of a lot of good information.
So I have a question on this, Doris. So it said, you said 5th through 8th grade. Are they all put in the same pot and judged? Yeah. Or is it 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th each has, like by grade is a winner? Or how's that work?
They changed it up this year in that it's by grade. So the 5th graders compete with other 5th graders, 6th graders against others, etc.
And I hate, and I'm sure the rules are on the website, but because it happens in the summer, would that be going into the 5th grade?
They would be going into the 5th grade this next
finish summer. 4th, going into the 5th. Yeah. So 8th graders.
If you're going into 9th grade, you're out of luck.
7th growing into the 8th.
Right.
I recognize some of these names, smart kiddos. So that's pretty exciting. We love stuff like that.
Absolutely. We need to encourage as much participation. Hey, it's really for us to give us a little insight. And, you know, that things aren't quite as bad as maybe we think when we hear the news out of Salem, Oregon. So I would like you to send me about 200 of those so I can spend my weekend counterbalancing all this garbage in the world.
Well, I tell you what, you can become a member of the lodge and you can be on the judge panel for the local...
Oh,
okay. Sign me up as long as I don't have to do some funky dance or wear antlers.
No, leave that up to me.
I don't have to wear antlers on my head and do some weird ceremony like I had to do at the Elks Lodge. Moose Lodge.
No, we don't wear funky hats.
All right.
I kind of like the funky hat idea, but.
You just want to make me look stupid.
Every day.
Yes,
it's my
ma'am.
Goal in life.
Yes, ma'am. I resemble that.
Well, Doris, I appreciate everything that you guys do for the community, and we're going to talk more about all the upcoming things, because we've already talked about what just recently got over and how we did, which Douglas County shined bright, as usual.
Kicking tush, taking names.
There we go. But we're going to talk more about what's coming up with the Elks after just a quick break here. So we'll be back with more of Your Cue, sponsored by Premier Insurance, on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back to Your Cue. I'm Shannon Sebastian, and in the studio with me again is Alan Painter. We didn't even do that at the beginning of the show because you were head to toe red with rage.
I haven't even ranted yet. I still got the cork in it.
Keep it in a bottle.
I'm trying to. My wife says I should just let Carlos talk about it. But
there we go.
Yeah.
Warning, Carlos. You're walking into hot water today.
Yeah. Both barrels, brother.
Okay. So with us also in the studio today is Doris Kobernick, who is the Exalted Ruler and Public Relations Person for the Roseburg Elks Lodge, number 326. And so we just talked about some fun things that recently they wrapped up on, which had to do with community and kids and patriotism, all the stuff we love. And we know they're super busy. So yep. She's got some other events coming up this summer. So what are we going to talk about first, Doris?
Well, let's see. This month, actually, you know, this year's already getting away
it's
from me
crazy.
So bad, it's not even funny. But on April 15th, the Elks are helping sponsor a fundraiser for Camp Millennium. It's bingo night. It's Saturday, April 15th from, I believe it's 4 to 8. And you can buy your tickets on the campmillennium.org website. It's $40 for the night, and it's a fundraiser. And, of course, you know, Camp Millennium is all about kids with are having to deal with cancer in some fashion. So, again, you know, the Elks are all about kids and veterans in our community, and what better way mm-hmm. to help out with this is to, you know, utilize our facility and our bingo boards so that they can raise funds for those kids.
So that's coming up quick.
Great way to pay your taxes. April 15th. I go down, win some money, and pay my taxes. But, you know, the other thing I want to point out is every time you hear them mention something, it's for the benefit of.
Right.
For the benefit of. You know, there's a lot of organizations who've been going to raise funds for internally, but they're always giving of themselves and even, you know, rather than keeping the money, going out and blessing Camp Millennium. Everything they do seems for the benefit of.
Well, they do both. They do both. They got bingo regularly.
Well, they better.
And then they have special edition bingos. That's what this is, special edition.
It's like they got to pay the bills to in order to give it away.
Yeah. Yes, we do pay the bills. It's important to do that. Then the next one is also for benefit of.
Imagine that.
It's the 10th annual charity poker run. The last couple of years have been for Camp Millennium, but Camp Millennium's decided to do bingo. So we are now sponsoring Oregon Eyes. That's Elks Youth Eyes Services. They have a fantastic hospital up in on OHSU campus. And something like 50, 75 years ago, the Elks started helping sponsor research for kids that were having eye disease and eye issues.
Mm-hmm.
You'll really, really need to go to the Oregon Elks website and see the video on the Eyes Hospital.
It is
absolutely fantastic. It tells you all about the history. It talks about the brand new hospital up there that was built with features designed for those that are visually impaired, rounded corners, especially dimmed rooms for the kids that have had their eyes dilated, and all the special services that are provided for the kids. And again, the Elks up in that area volunteer thousands of hours to help out with that hospital. And they've got doctors and research people from across the nation working up at that hospital.
So you said this was the 10th.
I mean, can you think about, we're sitting around enjoying a cocktail 50 years ago and said, hey, let's start a hospital. And these people have done it.
And
it's just amazing. I mean, how much they give back that we don't even see.
So is your poker run for anybody, or is it motorcycles or cars or anybody?
If you want to ride a unicycle, you're welcome to wear a unicycle.
But it's for vehicles
of all sorts. It's Saturday, June 3rd. We're going to offer a breakfast between 7:30 and 10. It's sausage and pancakes. Mm-hmm. And then at 10 o'clock, you'll take off on a 100-mile tour of Douglas County. It starts and ends at the lodge. When you get back to the lodge, you'll have raffles and auctions. Find out who has high hand. Find out who has low hand. It's all around fun.
It sounds fun.
It
has to be fun.
So, yeah, Shannon, you could win. Losers win.
I know. That's why I was like, you got me at low hand.
Holy smokes.
I don't know poker, but I'm like, yeah, that's great.
Hey, what's a card game, you know, between amongst
But a
friends?
100-mile little tour sounds kind of fun. I mean, I live here all my life, but still, it'd be fun.
Oh, you see some things you never thought were out there.
And then the other big one, of course, it's not out until September, but our next big event is out in September, and that's our second annual. We actually got a first, second annual back to school auto extravaganza held up on the UCC campus. So yeah, we had a very, very good turnout for our first year event last year, and so we're hoping that it'll be even better this year. So yeah,
oh,
you
that's
can find
exciting.
Out more about that at UCCAutoExtravaganza.com.
We had them on before that last year. And,
yep, I remember that.
And you know what? I saw a little snippet on it, but I didn't hear back on that. So that's cool. It was really successful. Because that was really hot at that time, if I remember right. We were looking at some major heat.
Actually, it ended up being a pretty mild day.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah. We were hot in here.
You're so weird. Oh, every day. This is my life. Oh, goodness. Well, that is super cool and almost something every single month.
Yeah, we have a little something almost every month. And again, our Elks programs will start ramping up. We have, you know, we'll have the hoop shoot again. We'll have the Americanism essay contest. We have a drug awareness program that if you're wanting to have material or anything available for your kids or your students in the classroom, just give us a call. We'll get you hooked up with that. And don't forget our scholarship program. There's a number of scholarships out there available to our most valuable students. A student scholarship is available to anyone. There'll be certain deadlines that'll where you'll need to get your applications in, and that's all done online at elks.org. So,
and if somebody wants to become a member, what's the best way for somebody to become a member of the Elks?
Well, let me count the ways.
Okay, you tell us.
Well, there is a number of ways anymore to become a member. You can go to elks.org, and on the homepage, if you go scroll down to the bottom, there's information there where you can click on a link and provide some information. It'll go directly to the secretary of the lodge nearest you. So that's one way. If you know somebody that's an Elk, a lot of times they'll have a paper application with them. If not, we also have a new app available to us. It's called My Elks, and anybody can download that free. And on it, you can click on a button and join the Elks. And
one quick question for you, too. What's the cost to become a member?
Depending on the lodge.
Okay.
For us, our annual dues is $84, plus there is per capita that we pay to Grand Lodge and to Oregon State, so Oregon State Elks. So our total lodge fees are around $117, $18 for a year.
That's pretty darn good.
Yeah, for a year. I mean,
heck yeah.
$120 is 12 bucks a month. So, I mean, 10 bucks a month. Sorry.
Well, you know, and my dad was whatever the grand poobah was at the Moose Lodge, so I got suckered into joining that. Actually, it was worse than that because we actually had a bachelor party in our apartment. The manager came up. He was going to throw us out. So
that.
I ended up talking him into I became a member. But, you know, I enjoyed going there with my family and having breakfast. And that's why I'm joining the Elks, because I'm looking for, you know, a nice place where you can go fellowship with other people. If you got little kids, you know, they embrace them. It's not like going into a restaurant. It really is a family-friendly situation. So I encourage if even having an inkling or you're tired of not being able to find a good place to go for breakfast, check out the Elks because they're phenomenal. And you know you're helping your community.
Thank you. We do have limited hours. We're open on Thursday and Friday nights. And Friday nights is when we have our TGIF dinners. So we have several families that come in on Friday night, and they go upstairs and play on our antique pool tables. And we have a new ping pong table up there, too. So
nice.
Yeah. And I was looking at the dinners that they have in there. It's like salmon, smoked pork chops, and oh, it's really good.
Of course. Alan's checking out the menu.
You know I'm going to food.
Yeah, food. Well, and I had one more, honestly, with you, because you are such a patriotic person and your values align so well with it. Yeah, you need to be a member of that.
I'm going to do it.
I'm proud of you.
Especially since she promised I don't have to do some weird ritual.
Yeah.
Oh, there is an initiation.
A special one.
But you don't have to dress up funny.
All right.
The officers do that.
I remember FFA initiation. You had to put your hand in a bucket of cow poop that was dyed green.
That's so gross.
The whole week you had a green hand, so I hope we don't have nothing like that.
No.
Is that true? Did you really do
that's
that?
That's true.
Ugh.
Honest to God.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So, Doris, the hours that the building is actually open, if somebody wanted to come in and check it out here downtown?
Our office hours are Tuesday through Friday from 9 to 1. So if they wanted to stop by and check out the building, remember, it was built in like 1905. We have a lot of their original furniture up in our lodge room. So if you want to see our ballroom, get a tour of the building, pick up an application, find out information about some of our other programs, Tuesday through Friday from 9 to 1 is a good time to come in. Or if you can stop by on Tuesday nights at 6 o'clock and do bingo. Also get a tour of the building that way and pick up an application.
And I would encourage you, if you're slightly interested, download this app. I did that, and it's really cool. And it has a picture of my office on the bottom because we're sponsoring it. But anyway.
I love it. Way to go, Premier.
Yeah, well, you're
Premier Insurance Group.
Thank you.
They're the best. Doris, thank you so much for being here today and sharing all the amazing things that you and your group are doing in the community. And we certainly want to thank you on behalf of the community.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Shannon.
Thank you for loving our community.
And our veterans. Yeah. So, all right. Well, it's time for the local business buzz.
Hold on to your hats.
Big guy's back in the house, and I've kept this cork on the bottle long enough.
The cork is coming out.
We'll be back in just a moment with the local business buzz, sponsored by Umpqua Survival.
Great.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
That's better.
All right. Welcome back. This is your cue. I'm still Shannon Sebastian.
I'm still Alan. And the Elks Lodge was amazing. Aren't they amazing people?
They're great. They do a lot in our community. And now we got the big guy in the building.
Somebody else that does a lot for our community.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, absolutely. Carlos.
How are you guys doing today?
With Umpqua Survival in the studio. Carlos, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Hey, I like that hat you're wearing.
Thanks.
It's like shiny. Like what kind of, is that a special kind?
It's called liquid embroidery.
It's awesome. We need to go out to Umpqua Survival.
Well, I'll tell you what, Carlos was kind enough to bring us a gift of a coffee mug.
Oh my gosh, it's so heavy. You can't sass me now.
Oh, these are so cool.
Thank you for this, by the way.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm for those people that don't know.
Yeah, what is
those
this?
Are made by Deneen Pottery, and we have three different styles, three different colors. They actually just arrived five minutes before I headed out to
look at that.
These are heavy duty.
So is that local?
No, I don't know. I think they're out of Wisconsin.
They do an amazing job. It really is. There's a good Easter basket filler right there.
Yeah, so these are new arrival. That's what you're saying?
Yeah, as of about five minutes ago.
Do you know, do you know what they're going to be?
I don't yet.
Okay, we'll go out and find out. It's a surprise price.
Yeah, I'll tell you what.
I think it an Easter egg.
Yeah, I can see a few hot buttered rums coming out of that. That's a hot buttered rum.
Buddy. Oh, now that you said that, I'm going to lose it to Brett in the office.
Oh.
No, I'll keep it.
You know,
I'll let
you know
her
what
borrow
I discovered?
It. What?
Is double spiced chai tea.
Mm-hmm.
With
a shot of bourbon,
vanilla whiskey,
ooh,
and a little shot of hazelnut Kahlua.
Ooh, look at that! drink recipes and all your survival needs.
Hey, I'm a man of many talents.
We've heard that. So, some are not repeatable, but.
Well, I want to make sure I give you time. What's going on and new out at Umpqua Survival? Sounds like you're unloading boxes like crazy.
We've got a lot of stuff in stock, and we've been having a lot of people bring consignment guns in. So if you're looking for older stuff, we've got a lot of variety in there right now.
And the big question I always ask you, how long's the list? How long's the wait now? Are we like 2 months or what's up?
Actually, it's come down a little. We're at about 5 weeks.
All right.
And it seems like they're edging up on it a little bit every day. So things are looking better, I guess.
In that aspect. Damn, perfect.
I know they've been pulling state police officers to work at the fix unit, and they're not happy about it at all.
No,
How's that? Let's sacrifice our safety.
Yeah. I talked to one of them today. He was not the most pleasant guy to talk to, but
and we're in overtime too at a cop's wages to get this done.
Well, I don't think they're working on overtime. I think they're getting assigned there for their regular shift, and they're not happy about it.
Oh yeah.
So we're okay.
Yeah,
it's coming. It's gonna come soon. So
stupid
I'm
is as stupid does.
I'm holding the tidal wave back. Okay, so I want to take a second. My son had this instance happen up in Portland, where he went in, and my daughter-in-law got a long-range rifle, and she wanted scopes, and she's been doing all her research. They've been diving into this for months, and they're going to look and try to see if they can go to some stores to see some stuff on the shelves. And literally, they would ask about specific scopes that are higher end, because they are looking at higher end scopes. And they're like, oh, you should probably look at this one. And the people were not showing them the higher end ones. I can't even believe this happens in America anymore. So I'm actually pissed off about it. I said that on air. So because it's like, why are we making judgments on people? I mean, I don't even know. I thought maybe they didn't think they could afford it or something. I don't know. But guess what happened?
It's like, are you going off on a tangent?
I'm pissed.
I'm trying to keep my cork in.
I know. I lost my own stuff now. But the point
is telling him that he can't go.
I know. I'm gonna let him go here in a minute. But the moral of the story is, my son calls me. It makes me annoyed. So what do? I call Umpqua Survival and I said, hey, you guys got this scope? Can you get us this scope?
And they said,
yeah.
Yeah.
Anything.
Of
we
course.
Got you.
Don't be stupid.
We got you. Why would somebody treat your kid that way? And I'm like, I don't know. But we should buy local, even though they're in Portland. So Skyler took care of me. He looked it all up. I had my son call, paid for his scope, and his scope's on its way.
And we got some Portland money.
Yeah. So there you go. You should treat people, everybody, like they can buy anything in the store. That's the moral of the story.
And we've talked about it before, because so many times that misconception of, let's go to a big box store. They have everything. They may have more of the same old, but, you know, the Umpqua Survival has just as much. And guess what? They've got the experience to make sure it's the right thing for you.
Yeah.
You know, if cheaper will help you, they're going to do that.
Well, I just want to say thank you to Skyler on the radio.
They're amazing.
Because it was greatly appreciated, and those people lost out on a sale.
I'll make sure that he knows about that.
So. I told him personally myself how much I appreciate it.
And we're telling him right now.
And he's probably listening. So thank you, Skyler.
Also, if we don't have it in stock, we're perfectly happy to order stuff for you.
And it's not that long to get it in.
No, not at all.
No, this was like 7 to 10 days. Yeah. But it's like, boom, done. Pulled the trigger, bought.
Sight
unseen, you know, from down here, you know.
And the last couple things I bought in there, it was cheaper than the box store online. So don't be fooled on the misconception that online is always best, because, you know, there's a thing of price versus the cost. Yeah, some things it might cost me a couple bucks more to go in there.
Mm-hmm.
But I know I'm getting the right thing. I'm not wasting my money.
By all means, though, go to those stores and put your hands on it, look through it, do what you need to do.
Yeah.
And then come on down and order it.
Then buy it. And of course.
Chances are, if you do it around here, chances are they're going to tell you to come see us anyways, because you're going to ask a question and they're going to need you to come talk to us to answer it.
Well, that's one thing. If you know anything about firearms or survival equipment and you go over there and you ask a question, now I'm not a genius on it, I'll admit that. But when you ask a question over there and they make something up, it's like, I need to get to Umpqua Survival. You know, they know what they're talking about.
Okay. So you guys have been ramping up your social media and all of that. So I watched this video about how not to be one of those guys, you know, in the gun store. So if y'all haven't seen it, go watch that. It's worth your time. It's worth your time.
I've been trying to put more stuff out there so that just to entertain people.
Yeah, know. It's good stuff. But that made me laugh because it was like, okay, yeah, nobody wants to be that person or, you know, huh? It just is what it is. Yeah. So what about classes, Carlos? Do you got some classes coming up?
We've got all sorts of classes coming up. We've got lots of concealed carry classes. We have a pistol fundamentals class coming up later this month down at South Umpqua Rod and Gun Club. And I'm working on adding some stuff, including a possible big event this summer. There'll be more to come on that, though.
Oh, there we got the hook. We
that
got
was
the
a
hook.
Teaser.
So tune in 1 month when Carlos is back. Maybe we'll uncover the secret. Hey, Carlos, I was curious. Do you guys offer the class for Utah concealed carry? For our listeners, the reason to get Utah is it opens up like, what, 14 other states?
That's more than that, yeah.
Yeah,
it's a lot.
Utah, I think if you have the Utah and the Oregon concealed carry licenses, I think you're good for 36 states right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, it's really odd because if you get Oregon, it's not good for that many states, but you get Utah and the world opens up for you. Still not California, though, but... That's all right. We don't want to go there anyway.
I don't want to go there anyway.
One thing people don't realize is a lot of these states that have the constitutional carry, where you can conceal carry as long as you have a concealed carry permit somewhere, if you don't have your home states, they don't honor that. So it's good to get at least Oregon, and then obviously the Utah one.
Yeah.
Our class is only $10 more. So
right.
Why wouldn't you do it?
So if
no,
you're
why
in,
not?
So if you're in Florida, which is an open carry, you know, constitutional carry, if you don't have your Oregon permit, I mean, you could be in trouble. So make sure to CYA and just get to Utah.
Yeah, do it.
And the other thing is, if you're not sure, you know, want to know, hey, the state I'm going to, I hate to be redundant, call Umpqua Survival. You know, they will help you out.
So, Carlos, I know the classes are listed on the website. Again, you guys are amping up your social media. It's really funny. I feel like I've gotten to know the guys and ladies at Umpqua Survivor a little bit better by the blog posts and stuff. So you guys definitely have an awesome sense of humor.
Yeah, get off that Chinese TikTok and go get some real humor. Get on Umpqua Survival.
I'm getting ready to release another blog post probably next week, too.
Oh, so. Hello. I'll be watching.
Yeah. See,
I'm ready.
Another teaser.
I know, Carlos. You're so full of.
You're getting good at this. Remember the day we just come in and wouldn't say anything. Now he's coming in with hooks and teasers and.
Well, I figured out that I can write my blog post a little bit easier after a couple glasses of whiskey. So.
Amen.
Amen.
I do that for every show. No, just kidding, honey. I was just kidding.
So I know you're one of the sponsors for the OHA banquet that's this Saturday. And so you'll be there, your crew, and have some of your goods up for prizes down there. So thank you for sponsoring that and all the other things. And we're going to go to break real quick, but when we come back, I just want to add, we need to get out what your gun is and who you're doing that for. So we'll be back with more of the Local Business Buzz with Carlos from Umpqua Survival in just a moment.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right, this is your cue, and we're back, but we were talking guns, so I didn't come right on the mic when I should have. That hasn't happened for a while where I'm like, oh, commercial's over. That happened. So I'm Shannon Sebastian. We have Alan Painter. And
yo.
We don't?
Yo.
Oh, go. And Carlos. With go. Umpqua Survival. So, Carlos, what is the gun raffle this month out at Umpqua Survival?
This month we're giving away a Diamondback DB-15 rifle, 5.56 rifle, with a bunch of stuff. And the recipient for the raffle this month is the Fallen Outdoors.
Which is super cool. I think we have them on next week.
They're actually fantastic. Awesome.
Yeah, love those guys. And they're going to be down at the OHA banquet as well. So hope to see everybody down there. I also, before Alan loses his mind, want to announce that Dion Hippler, you are the winner of the $25 gift certificate to Umpqua Survival that they so graciously supply each week for us. So Carlos and the crew, thank
you. Come on, wrap it up. Don't waste too much time here.
Okay. Carlos and I are ready. Unleash the beast. Alan, what did you hear on the Lars Larson show?
Well, people, I just want to say I love you all, and I'm at peace right now, and yeah, I've been meditating. But I was listening to radio, and I knew heard rumblings about this, and I'm sorry, people. I've just absolutely lost my bonkers. What's going through right now in Salem is an absolute travesty. It's an absolute slap to the Constitution. So they're going to shove through a couple bills, one on the House side, one on the Senate side, in the middle of the night like they typically do. And one thing that both bills have in common is they decided that the rest of us in Oregon are, to put it mildly, idiots. And the judges that we elect are incompetent, because if you want to challenge one of these laws, if they actually do get to be law, you have to file suit in Marion County.
Only.
So sorry, Deschutes County. Sorry, Douglas County. Sorry, the rest of the state. Where we've narrowed that down so that, the state that these folks represent, I guess they put us in a different class of citizen because we can't use our local judiciary. But a couple of things that are going to happen in these bills, folks, is any of you out there that has an AR-15, not assault rifles, stands for Armalite rifle, if it does not have a serial number on the barrel, right now all these rifles are required to have it on the receiver according to FFL laws. But according to the state of Oregon, if it doesn't have a serial number that matches the receiver, your rifle will be illegal. Doesn't matter when you bought it. Doesn't matter if you built it at home. It will be illegal. The other thing that's going to happen where they've really overstepped is, according to the representative from the Oregon Firearms Federation, all magazines will be illegal. All, not just those over 10 rounds. As many of our listeners know, you can buy a 10-round magazine in California, and they put little dimples in the side so that it can't accept more than 10 rounds, so they kind of bend in the metal. According to these laws coming out of Salem, if a magazine is modifiable to hold more than 10 rounds, it will be illegal. That means every magazine that can be drilled out and have those dimples removed, which is every magazine in the world, will be illegal. And they've backdated it so that every magazine that's over 20 rounds or can be modified that you purchased in the previous year, those are all legal too. And you better be ready to prove any magazine when you acquired it, because you look at the way things are going. We have to prove our innocence. So in our country today, things have gotten flip-flopped. So I'm sorry, I will climb off my soapbox, but I think in our last election when we asked about going to Idaho, I think it was 49% for, 50% against. Maybe this will get the extra 2 or 3 points of folks we need to get some common sense, because people, Oregon as we know it has been hijacked. you know, this isn't the Oregon we grew up in. We're not leaving Oregon. I mean, this is our county. We'll love our county where we live. But our county has absolutely been overrun by a lunacy that I'm not sure we can fix. So I don't know the solution, but this weekend, write your legislature. Speak out. Speak often. Speak loud. We have to let them know that we're not going to go so quietly off in the night. And I will now climb off of my soapbox.
Carlos, do you have anything you'd like to add from an
How
NFL
did I do,
Angie?
I kind of kept it together.
No, he's got some very valid points. And if you don't know how to write your legislature, go online. Pretty much all the firearms industry folks, OFF, and all of those have quick links where you just click the link and it'll automatically fill all your information in for you. And you just hit submit, and it will send those letters to the legislature, to our, you know, our elected officials, and let them know what you think. But really what it comes down to is not even getting into these positions. We just need more people out there voting and speaking their mind and standing up for what they believe in.
Absolutely. We have to understand that every election is an important election, even election for judges, even election for DAs. We have to vote in every single one of them and say enough's enough. So now I'm going to climb off my soapbox. I know we're about wrapped up. I just want to say, closing, wish you all a happy Easter. I just pray that you'll take some time and just go to the Lord and thank him for all the blessings that we have, and the most of all, the gift of our redemption through his son.
Absolutely. Well said. And I hope you feel calmer now.
I'm calmer now.
Carlos, thank you so much for sponsoring the local business buzz and for being here. We enjoy it every time you're here. So everybody, it's Easter weekend. Go out. As always, you know what to do, Douglas County. Be kind to one another.
God bless you all, and thank you.
Have a good weekend.